I'm delighted to say that probably for the first time in quite a while, Frank is going to bring to us something of the Word of God this morning, the first time in quite a while. So it's great to see Frank up here. Just going to very quickly pray for Frank now. Please do join with me.
Yeah, please do.
Amen.
As we pray for our friend and our brother, and Lord, may your anointing hand be upon Frank now. We pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you will speak through your word, you will speak through Frank, and may we hear what you have for us today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My trusty assistant, Nathan. Hands on the horse for Nathan. Let's pray. Thank you, Father God, for this group of people. Thank you for everyone here today that you want to impart to them something today. May the words just not hit the surface, but go deep into each one's hearts here today. May the soil of our hearts be so rich and open to you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, rest on us this morning. Open every ear, and may every word that's spoken be heard. Pierce our hearts. And I pray any person with any wall that's come in today, that you'll tear that down in Jesus' name. Any boundary, any block will be removed by your Holy Spirit. This is a place of encounter. This is a place of revelation. And Holy Spirit, we give space for you this morning. Amen. Amen. Okay, thanks for inviting me to speak again. It's good to be back. It's been a while. And God's been doing quite a lot of things in that space. Briefly, I did a course, an online course, that took 12 weeks. I'm very inspired by John and Carol Arnott. Some people might know John and Carol, but they're my hero. Some of my heroes of my faith. And their daughter, Laurie Arnott, is in Birmingham, and she ran a course which went 12 weeks, an hour every week, and it was called Spiritual Boot Camp. Now, all the details are in the next notice sheet, thanks to Ruth. Thank you, Ruth. So I highly encourage you, if that's something that you want to find out more about or do, it's only 1 hour a week on a Wednesday. I don't know the date of the next one yet, but the teaching was just so rich, and the Holy Spirit was just so powerful in it, that it's given me the oomph and the revival that I've needed in my personal life. So some of this will come out of that, some of this, what I'm going to say, some of it just comes out of my experience with God this morning. So when John asked me to speak, I went away and I asked Holy Spirit and say, what do you want me to talk about today? What's really on your heart? And just sometimes it takes a while and sometimes it's straight away. When I asked, I had these two words in flashing lights straight away in front of my eyes, rooted and grounded. And I thought, what does that mean? So I've delved into that. So as you can see, I'm not blocking the thing. Rooted and grounded in Father's love is what I'm going to focus on this morning. Right. Rachel, could you come and read something, please?
Ephesians 3:14-21. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious and limited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Breathe. Sorry about this. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitively more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ephesians is so good, isn't it? There's so many words. And this is the New Living Translation. I've been encouraged in the past, don't just stick with one translation. Try several, because there's just so much flavour with the different translations. So this is the New Living one. Verse 16, the Holy Spirit will empower you. Verse 17, and Jesus will make his home in your hearts. If you haven't invited Jesus to make your home in your heart, come and see one of us at the end. Myself, Stephen, John, Fiona, and we'll lead you in that, and Christine. Sorry, Holy Spirit is quite strong this morning. For Christians, being rooted in the love of God establishes a strong confidence in our identity in Christ. By knowing how much we are loved, we are filled with the power and the confidence of the Holy Spirit to accomplish what God has created us to do. How wide. Imagine yourself in an open field, stretching your arms out, and you can't see anything to each side. How wide is God's love? How long the distance? Just imagine if you kept walking on this world, you're not going to fall off the edge. It will just keep going. And that's how God's love is just so long. How high? Imagine if you went up, how far you could go up. Not even with a rocket, you'd take ages to get wherever you're going. That's how high his love for you. How deep God's love goes into the inner depths of you, right down to your core. You know, he's created your being, and now he wants to fill it with himself. That's just so powerful. So for identity, there's two important questions. Who are we? Who are we? And whose are we? We are created by God and we are his. The believer's life is rooted in the love of God. We get spiritual nourishment and strength from our new life in Christ. So I'm praying this morning that you have an encounter with God's perfect love this morning. The love that casts out fear. All fear, whatever you're afraid of, God's love can cast that out today. Obeying the teaching of God's word, it means remaining in him, being rooted, being fruitful in all we do, and giving glory to God. So I have a prop. This is my plant. I was going to say it's called Fred, but I didn't really give it a name. But being rooted in Christ means dwelling in him, gathering strength and nourishment from him, just like this plant, as plants are nourished by the soil that they're planted in. In the plant, the root of the plant grows down and it holds the plant tightly, and it absorbs water and minerals from the soil. It even stores food. Being rooted is what enables us as people to understand what we are based on, where we are developed, and what has influenced us. When we are deeply rooted and have a secure sense of who we are and where we belong, our sense of self is strong. What about grounded? What does grounded mean? When people describe someone as being grounded, they refer physical or mental state of confidence, being sure of oneself. How are you feeling like that today? Are you feeling grounded in Father God? Knowing who you are, knowing that He created you. Grounding anchors you. Maybe say your name and say who you are. Say, I am Frank and I am a son of God. Just bless yourself today. It's good, it's powerful to speak.
Shall we do it?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Amen. It means, being grounded, it means you're not controlled by the chaos around. You're grounded in the love and your identity of who you are. So what is this love that we need to be rooted and grounded in? The Father loves you. And I've got a book. This book has meant a lot to me. And it's from Jack Frost. And it's a great name, right? That's it. Experience the Father's Embrace. Highly recommend it to any of you, because this will blow your mind with how much the Father loves you. And so I've got that, and I've got it on audiobook as well to get away the cobwebs. The Father loves you. We get stronger when we know we're loved. We are the beloved. What does that mean? It means we're dearly loved in Christ. The message of the Father's love is one of the most important messages to be shared in today's world. It's central to our relationship with God. And love was the greatest commandment. What was the greatest commandment? Can anyone tell me? Yeah. Love God and love your neighbour, basically. And that's just so important. Love is central to our faith. And in verse 19, in the scripture here, he says, may you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to be understood fully, but then you may be made complete in the fullness. So may you experience the love. This is a personal experience. It's not a knowledge. This is something you need to personally experience. And today is a day of encounter. And later on, we'll have opportunity to respond to that. It has power to unlock healing and restoration. Do you believe that today? We can change the atmosphere. Do you believe that? Wherever we walk, wherever we go through the week, we take the Holy Spirit with us. We take God's presence. I take God's presence into my work, into my relationships at work, and different things. Creativity at work. This is one I heard the other day. You've been born. God's created you to be creative. So when you're at work, pray for the Holy Spirit to give you creativity to solve solutions. That's a really good one. Welcome and receive the love of God. Let God be our source of love and identity. We are His. As we let the love of God come close to us and fill our hearts, we just realize how special we are. Not because of what we do, but because who He is. His love transforms, heals, and changes how we feel, and how that impacts how we relate to others. When we know we are loved, we are forever changed. Invite God today in your heart to really talk to you and explain to you how much you are loved. Stop striving in your life to earn God's love. You'll never earn it. He gives it freely. I heard a phrase the other day, stop striving and start snuggling. He's an intimate God. He wants us to spend time with Him. and just come up close and rest with him and receive from him. And he loves it. He loves our relationship. Soak in his presence. We haven't done soaking here for a while. I highly recommend that we do that again one evening. Just spend time in his presence soaking. God is love. He is love. He's completely love. He created you for the sole purpose that he could love you. You are his masterpiece. You are his happy thought. And no matter what you do, you can't lose God's love. Sometimes you might think you do. You have lost God's love. I know. I felt I lost God's love over 10 years ago. And I was in a very, very dark place. But through a meeting, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, nothing has changed. He still loves us. And then there's a verse in Romans 8:38. I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Neither death, nor life, nor angels or demons, neither our fears, or our fears for today, nor our worries for tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. That's just so powerful, isn't it? We have a Father God of encounter. Ask for him right now to reveal himself to you. A rich experience, being completely filled and flooded by his presence. We need to know how much Father God loves us. Sometimes we need to deal with things first and then get capacity to be filled up by God. The foundational piece for us as individual Christians and the church is to major and focus on the love of Father God for us. Without that, I'm not sure we'd accomplish very much. It's so important that we really have that deep down. Meeting Jesus and being grounded in love. This is how we know how big a deal it is. As we heard earlier, as Christine said, when she met Jesus, in his eyes were just pools of love. And that's what God's like to us. No matter what state we're in, he will just pour his love towards you. And then, I think that's just so wonderful. There's no condemnation as you approach him. He's always willing to receive you and love you. And then that, in turn, that helps you change the way you are. He's not a God with a big stick ready to beat you. He's a God with big love ready to love you, love your issues out the way. Nathan gave an example last week of when he was at Spring Harvest, and that was the tangible presence of God, because Nathan said when he was worshipping, you felt God.
Yeah,
and what did it feel like, Nathan?
It was moving around.
You were moving around. And you felt like tingly. And
yeah, tingly, yeah.
So you felt the presence of God. Yeah. It's just so good. Thank God that he is a God who shows us in the physical presence as well. Because if it was all theory, you know, I don't know if I would believe it. I need to know. I need to feel him. I need to sense his presence on me. And maybe some of you have never had that yet. Ask him. Push in. Go after it. It's available. And, you know, it's a tangible presence. Father God wants to reveal his love to you today. You'll feel love for the first time ever today from God. There's plenty of lies in the world that tell you that you're not right, you're incomplete. But you are loved. You are so loved. You are perfect in God's eyes. He sees you with unconditional love. And we need to remain rooted and grounded in that love. Maybe you're feeling a bit dry, as I was, or living on past encounters. Maybe, you know, you could say, do you remember that time 20 years ago when God moved on my life? I felt it wasn't that good. That was then. Today is the day of encounter, and he wants to give you a fresh encounter today. Every day is a fresh encounter from our God. I pray that God will make you hungry today for that deeper encounter. As God's children, We need to be full of him, absolutely full of him. And then as we walk around, it will just flow out of us onto people. And they will sense something is different. Rachel, could I borrow you again? So this is the next version in the Amplified, which I really like.
May he grant you, out of the riches of his glory, to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his Son in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through your faith. And may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints, God's people, the width and length and height and depth of his love, fully experiencing that amazing endless love, and that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled up through your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself.
Don't you love the Amplified? It's just so good. Deeply rooted, securely grounded in love, fully experiencing that amazing, endless love, fully experiencing. That's today. So that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. That's not a small measure. That's everything. And that's what we want today. I want that today. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to be showing Jesus as I walk and do life. I started the year thinking there's got to be more. There's got to be more. I don't want to just do another year of dullness in certain circumstances. I want more of God. I want God to be talking to me. I want God to use me. I just encourage you in that this morning. Love manifests in power, drawing people around us. I saw over the lawn center here a glory cloud of God's presence as we really love him so deeply. And that cloud will draw people in. You know, it's really good that we go out and share the gospel, but it's also good that we just get the presence of God just draws people in as well. It's, you know, we want that here. So, so let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your embrace. We thank you that you love each one of us and you place our identity on us. We don't need to grovel to you today because we're sons and daughters of God. Lord, may your manifest love and power over this place this morning draw people in. And Father God, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will move on each person's life and change and transform. So this morning, receive a fresh impartation of the love of God. Exchange your emptiness for love, God's love. Exchange your fear for love. Exchange your pain for love. Exchange your hurt for love. Exchange offense for love. Exchange frustration for love. Exchange disappointment for love. Exchange striving for love. Exchange failure for love. Exchange anxiety for God's precious love. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you reveal your love to each person here this morning. May they know how deeply you love them. Come and fall on us and bring healing and freedom and deliverance. And develop an intimate relationship for each one of us this morning. Amen. Amen. So I'd like to invite you, if you'd like to receive prayer this morning. This is something we've not done in Lawn for a while, and I think it's just so needed. And I'd love to give this opportunity. So what we're going to do is invite you, and there's two choices. You can either come to the front and be prayed for to receive a bigger impartation of God's love for you. Or if you're not comfortable coming to the front, or you prefer to stay in your seat and want to be prayed for, just put your hand up and then some people will come and pray with you at your seat. And if you don't feel like you want to be prayed, no problem at all. Just sit there and just enjoy some music that I will play. But this is a place of encounter. This is a place where we want you to really know God's love. So come and take your opportunity and say to Father God, show yourself to me and say to God, how much do you love me? And then open yourself up. So Rachel is going to come and join me at the front. And then Stephen and Christine are going to help with the praying. Nathan, could you sit with Karen? Stephen? So Stephen and Christine, if you want to receive prayer sitting down, if you'd like to put your hand up in a moment, and Stephen and Christine, if you'd like to watch out for those guys and maybe go and pray with them, pray for an impartation of God's love. And Rachel and I will be at the front, and if you want to receive prayer at the front, come down to us. So let me just get some music.